Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day, and Yom Chamishi, the 18th day of the month of Kislev. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Yehoshua Heschel ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Betzalel ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas, Chen Chana and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, of course, please keep in mind our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily please be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call, introduce Rabbi Eli Karfunkel of the Forest Hills Jewish Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, to share words of Dibrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Karfunkel slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are Psalms 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in Hebrew and translated as well into English, and then Rabbi Karfunkel will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholam, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email. Subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Karfunkel.
Hello, everyone. I am so excited to share with you something. I hope everyone is not wearing socks because I'm about to knock them off for something that happened 3 weeks ago and 20 years ago. I'm giving my talk Shabbos morning, half an hour before davening, and this is a story I give over. I give over the story in Parshas Vayetze that 20 years ago, when we first started the Forest Hill Jewish Center, we were above a Starbucks in a small place, and a lady found me on Wednesday before Parshas Vayetze, and she was upset. I said, "What's the problem?" She says, "You know, Rabbi, I just had a granddaughter." I said, "That sounds like a good thing, not a bad thing." And she said, "Well, my daughter doesn't want to give the baby a Hebrew name, so I'm stuck." I said, "Well, if your daughter allows you to be the proxy, can you come to Shul this Shabbos and can we name the baby?" She's like, "Well, that can be done." I'm like, "Yeah, sure. Just get the name and then you'll name the baby. It'll be great." But sure enough, a couple of days later, Shabbos comes and she's looking even worse. She's still, what's the problem? She's like, they even want the Jewish name not to be a Jewish name. I'm like, "Listen, now you can't change the name. Whatever the name is, that's the name. So by the fourth Aliyah, we're going to name your new granddaughter." "Got it?" She says, "Yes, I totally understand." So comes the fourth Aliyah, then they do a whole thing for naming the baby, and then finally the baby comes, and what's the name? They name the baby Yasmin. Yasmin! And the grandmother, I can see she's so devastated. I said, "Why are you upset?" She said, "Yasmin, that's not a Jewish name." I said, "Do you believe what's going on here? What Hashem is doing for you? This is the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Vayetze. You could have come to me any time during the whole year to name your granddaughter, and you came now, this Thursday, for this Shabbos, for the fourth Aliyah." She says, "Well, what's going on?" I said, "This is the Aliyah where Reuven collects the Duda'im. And if you look, what is the Duda'im? What is the Duda'im? What does our scroll translate on page 155 in the Son Chumash? Translates Duda'im as Yasmin. You named your granddaughter, in fact, the best Jewish name possible, for this Aliyah." And she was like, "Wow, that's incredible." And I said this story over a couple of weeks ago, and I noticed under, believe it or not, in the first row of this year, which is, I wish I was more popular than it is, that there are thousands of people at this class, but there's a guy in the front row that has a white piece of paper he's sitting on. I'm like, "What are you sitting on this white piece of paper for?" He's like, "Oh, there was a wedding here Thursday night, and there were a lot of reserved seats, and I guess the janitor didn't throw out the seats that the piece of paper that I'm sitting on." So sure enough, in front of the whole class, he stands up, pulls out the sheet, and what does the sheet say for? "Reserved for Jasmine." That was the seat name, "Reserved for Jasmine." And you take a step back and you say, what's the message here? Why was it so important for Yosef to be on a caravan, being sold down to Egypt in a caravan with beautiful fragrance and not smelly fragrance? Why was it so important that we picked the unnecessary miracle of the oil over the necessary miracle of the military victory. It's all part of the same thing. You know, when your kid has a boo-boo and the mommy comes and kisses the baby, kisses the boo-boo, the child stops crying. When you feel that you get kissed from your mother, all the problems go away. When you feel that Hashem is kissing you, even in the darkest times, somehow you know that there's meaning and purpose to your life. And we all have difficult times since October, and we all have difficult times in general. But when we get a kiss from Hashem, we realize that Hashem is with us, and we can live a meaningful and purposeful life and know that we can do it together because Hashem is with us. That's why Yosef had the fragrance as he went down to Egypt. That's why Hashem blessed us with the miracle of the oil to say, I'm with you. And that's why this grandmother was blessed to say that even though it seems dark in your own personal family, Jasmine connects to you, connects to your granddaughter. It's all going to be good. Hashem should bless us that this Hanukkah, even though Hanukkah is the darkest time of the year, that we feel a kiss from Hashem. When Hashem gives us that kiss, we have to hold on to that kiss. And when we do, and because we do, we can accomplish so much. Because what? Because Hashem is with us always. Thank you so much for listening to my idea. And now let's together say the psalm, Tehillim Chav, Psalm Tani. L'amnatzeach mizmar l'David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisadecha shem Elohe Yaakov, yishrach ezrecha mikodesh metzion, yisadecha yizkor kol minchasecha b'yolastach yidash nesela, yitem l'chol kevodach l'chol asad k'yam alei, miranna b'shuasecha b'shem alei nedol l'malei Adonai b'kol mishal asecha, atzi yadati ki ashi Adonai m'shicho, yaneinu m'shem kodshol b'gvorot yishal yimino, eilu l'recha v'eilu l'zuzim, As now you smart on the car, you smart snap chef, God, and now you smart say, Saha, the F. May I talk? Yadalam. Film Kaplamit. Shira Malos, me mama kin, Kirsi Hadinai. Hadinai, Shimabi Kalidian, as now Rajula, the cold afternoon eyes. Him have an ostrich, my Hadinai, me amon. Kim Hazi Kalaman, Kibere, Kibi Hadinai, give a son, as she was a row of culty. Nam shi la dinai misham la bege shaymim la bege. Ya chay shu la dinai kima na chazor emay mochidos. Uyev da'at Yisrael. Yikol avon asav. Tilem kaf membe. Maskila deva biyasa v'ma'ara tefila. Kori li al dinai azak, kori al dinai azkhanan. Eshpach levanav. Sikhi, tarasi lefanav agid. It's a tefa lai ruchi, vasa yadaktas, nesivasi, varech zu, alech, tanu pachli. Habet yamen re, veni makira ba manos, mimeni enderesh lunashi. Zoasti elech adinai amarti ato machti chelki veretachayim. Hakshiva rinos niki dalusi mor, asleni medrat faki amtu mimeni. Hotsi mimasker nashi odos eshamecha, vi achtir tadyagi, vidu malaloi. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanasudim et tzara v'shivya, ha'aindim ben bayam uvim bayabasha, ha'makam yirachem aleyem yetzeim et tzara l'vracha, me'afar l'ra, v'shavud agula, ha'shavu ha'bablos mankarib, v'namar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on fear land, may Hashem have compassion on them and lay them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon. And let us say Amen. Yishabech ha'vatin ha'vizach ha'yirech ha'chay le'tzabah ha'gana Yisrael. Manshikochot ha'vitach ha'minu ha'mashmar ha'tinu ha'leil ha'inu ha'gloa ha'banad ha'vamashamidim ha'gadol ha'bah ha'rabah.
הקדוש ברוך הוא, ימי לרחמים עליו, ברחמה בפרסה, ואחזתו הולך ויעשה, לשלח לו, אמי רפוע שלמה, נשמה לברכה, ושל גדול בצל, שר אחרי שואל פבועת, סנבר של פבועת הדוד, חסב לו את מהקרי, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Carmichael. What an amazing story. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in your Hashem, and in your future, for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be next week on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all the Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.